For Randall Cotton, yesterday's election was a repeat of 2006. Cotton campaigned for a 2-cent property tax increase in Champaign to fund township assistance for the poor. But the measure failed by a 2-to-1 margin, just as a larger tax hike for the same purpose failed 2 years ago. Voters had endorsed more township aid for the poor in an advisory referendum last year. But Cotton says the ballot language and the actual tax question confused people, and its defeat a second time did not surprise him.
There was a valiant ragtag activist effort to try and do what we could to get publicity and to educate the folks about the township referendum. But, you know, it really, in the end, it's not too surprising that it didn't make too much of a dent. There was really no money involved or anything.
Another 2-cent property tax request failed on a countywide basis yesterday. 57% of Champaign County voters rejected a tax increase for the Forest Preserve District. Executive Director Jerry Padgett says if it had passed, they would have used the money to buy lands along streams and rivers for conservation, maintain a bicycle trail the district hopes to build between Urbana and Kickapoo State Park, and fix up infrastructure at existing parks.
Those are three things that we would like to accomplish, but as we said going into this, it's not a situation where, you know, it'll be the end of the world if this doesn't pass. It's something that we wanted to see if the voters wanted us to do these things and would be willing to pay for them, and so that's the question, really.
They could have done worse. A decisive 83% of voters rejected a township property tax hike in Compromise, Harwood, and Kerr townships in northeastern Champaign County. It's not like county voters have never approved a tax increase. There have been taxes approved for public safety, the county nursing home, and helping people with developmental disabilities. But county Republican Chairman Jason Berrickman says those are the exceptions.
Generally speaking, Champaign County is not very supportive of tax increases. I would say the one exception this year is the sales tax / school tax that had a wide array of support from a number of different constituent groups. That's why we're seeing that these numbers are very close.
The 1-cent sales tax for school facilities was a countywide tax that would have gone towards new school construction in Champaign County and towards paying off existing bonds, thus allowing school districts to lower their property taxes. It seemed to be the tax question most likely to win voter approval. But when all the precincts had reported, the measure had lost by 300 votes, less than 0.5%. Urbana School Board Vice President John Dimmitt says it was a tax that all 14 school districts in the county were counting on, and that there may be another effort to get it passed in the future.
Our needs are not going to go away in Urbana. We'll be faced with increasing pressure to put a referendum on the ballot for property tax if we can't obtain it through sales tax. And I believe that our sister district to the west will also probably have to be making some critical decisions along that way, too.
Backers of the school facility sales tax have not given up all hope. Dimmitt points out that several hundred provisional and late-arriving absentee ballots have yet to be counted in Champaign County. County Clerk Mark Sheldon estimates their number at around 900, although several of the provisional ballots will likely be ruled invalid. Those ballots will be counted in 2 weeks. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.